The frost on the car windows had a kind of geometry to it this morning, ferns and fractals spreading from the edges. I scraped it off with the edge of my transit card, a soup, which is what you use for everything here, and watched my breath plume in the air. It was one of those perfect winter mornings in Cordoba, cold enough to sting your cheeks, but with the promise of a brilliant, sunny day. I had a plan. Dive deep into the city's art and history, starting with the palaces on Plaza España. No hiking today, no sierras. Just the city, and some of its finest rooms. I walked down from Nueva Cordoba, the student barrio I'm calling home for these 11 days, past the low-rise apartment blocks and the corner kioscos already selling their first round of medialunas. The air had that dry, crisp quality that makes everything look sharper. I crossed Avenida Hipólito Yrigoyen, and the city opened up. There it was, the Palacio Ferreira, all Louis XVI grandeur plopped down in the middle of this very Latin American city. It looks like something that should be on a wide Parisian boulevard, not this tree-lined corner of Cordoba, but that's part of its charm. The stone was glowing in the low, winter sun. I paid the entry fee, about 8,000 pesos, which is roughly $8 or $9, and walked into what is now the Museo Superior de Bellas Arts Avida. The building itself is the first exhibit, the sweeping staircase, the stained glass, the ornate ceilings. It was built in 1914 for the Ferreira family on their honeymoon, and you can feel that history in the walls. But the galleries are pure modern and contemporary Argentine art. I wandered through rooms of paintings, from spare landscapes of the Pampas to politically charged works from the last few decades. I was the only one there for a while, just me and the echoes on the marble floors, which felt like a luxury. The light in there was spectacular, streaming through those tall windows and catching the dust motes. I spent a good hour just drifting, not really trying to be an art critic, just absorbing. There's a fantastic sculpture from the mid-century that's all twisted, polished metal, a real statement piece. I read the little placard, then just sat on a bench opposite it for a few minutes. It's a funny thing, being moved by a hunk of metal, but it captured something about the brittle, bright winter light outside. I thought about how this city, so often known for its rowdy student nights and Fernet, has this quiet, serious streak of culture running through it. Back outside, the cold hit me again, a pleasant shock after the climate-controlled galleries. I crossed the plaza, past the fountains that were thankfully not running in this weather, and went straight into the Museo Emilio Carafa. This one is the city's main contemporary art museum, and it's a completely different beast from the palace. White walls, concrete, a more austere and boxy structure. Today they had a mix of local and international shows. There was a photography exhibition by an Argentine artist documenting the salt flats of the Northwest, which felt like a perfect preview of where I'm heading. Huge, monochromatic prints of cracked earth and pools of water reflecting an immense sky. It made me itch to get back on the road. After that double dose of culture, I was starving. I found a spot not too far from the museums, near the Paseo del Bienpastor. I ducked into a place called Standard 69, which is a bit of an institution's around here. It's a casual, stylish spot, always bustling. I grabbed a seat at the counter and ordered their Lomato. This is the Cordoba classic I mentioned a couple of episodes ago, and it did not disappoint. It's a proper steak sandwich, but loaded grilled steak, ham, a fried egg, cheese, and all the usual suspects. It set me back about 15,000 pesos. There are cheaper things to eat. Sure, a corpin from a stand is a fraction of that, but this was a full meal. I washed it down with a local beer, just to savor the moment. The thing about this winter sun is it's warm until it isn't. The moment you step into the shadow, the temperature drops 10 degrees. I decided my next move was to find some actual winter sun, so I walked over to the Paseo del Bienpastor. It's this beautiful old building, a former women's prison from 1901 that's been converted into a cultural and gastronomic hub. The central patio is a sun trap, with cafes spilling out onto it. There's something poignant about a place that used to hold people being now so open and free. I found a table outside, ordered a cortadoo, and just sat there, reading and people watching. A group of students was practicing some kind of choreography in the corner, their laughter echoing off the old walls. The coffee there was good, but I'm on a bit of a quest. Cordoba has a serious specialty coffee scene, and I wanted to taste the best of it. So I did a bit of research on my phone and walked over to Fox, Cafecito de Especialidad. It was a little hole in the wall, a serious barista operation, the kind of place where they weigh the beans, time the pour, and ask you what tasting notes you're after. I had their filter coffee, a single origin from the north of Argentina, and it was genuinely exceptional. Bright, fruity, and clean. It cost about 5,000 pesos for a cup, which is on the pricier side for a city, where a standard cafe con leche is a lot less. But for this level of craft, it was worth it. While I sipped my coffee, I thought more about what I'd seen. The contrast between the two museums, the opulence of one and the minimalism of the other, felt like a conversation about Argentina itself. There's this love of grandeur, of European elegance, and then this raw, modern, and often political reality. And it all sits side by side here in Cordoba. I also started thinking about the dólar, the gap between the official exchange rate and the street rate. As a foreigner, it means your dollars or your card, depending on how you pay, go much further than the official numbers suggest. It changes the calculus of every coffee, every meal, every entry fee. I finished my coffee and took a walk down towards the historic center, towards Plaza San Martín. The Cabildo and the cathedral were looking all colonial and serene in the late afternoon light. This is the other Cordoba, the one founded in 1573, not the student one. You can almost feel the centuries of history pressing in on the modern city around it. I walked through the Manzana Jesuitica, the UNESCO World Heritage Block, and peeked into the courtyard of the old university. It's still a functioning university, the Universidad Nacional de Córdoba, which is remarkable. Students were walking through with their books, just like they would have done centuries ago, just with different novels. On my way back home, the sun was getting low and the air was turning sharp again. I stopped by a small grocery store and picked up some bread, cheese, and a bottle of Malbec from Mendoza, knowing I was going to have a quiet night in. The streets were getting quieter. The evening rush was more about people hurrying home to warmth. I passed a little bar where someone was playing a guitar and singing some folkloric music, a cueca or a zamba, maybe. It stopped me in my tracks for a minute. That raw, unplugged sound. That's the other side of this city that I'm growing to love. So, here's the bottom line for today. A full day of museum hopping in Cordoba with an entry fee, a massive Lomato lunch, two specialty coffees, and a nice bottle of wine for the evening set me back maybe 45,000 pesos in total. That's under $50. It's a reminder that while the peso numbers are huge and inflation is crazy, the everyday cost of living for someone with foreign currency can be very manageable. You just have to be a little flexible and know where to look. Today, it bought me an education in Argentine art, an afternoon in the winter sun, and a stomach full of excellent beef. Not a bad deal. I'm back in my flat now in Nueva Cordoba with the heater on and the wine breathing. The windows are starting to fog up again, a sign of the cold night outside. It's been a good day. A quieter one, but a good one. Tomorrow, I'm going to head to the Mercado Norte for some local provisions, and then maybe catch a bus up into the Sierras Chicas for a short afternoon hike before the light goes. The weather is supposed to hold for now, and I want to make the most of this clear winter window. But for tonight, it's just me, a glass of Malbec, and the sound of the city settling down outside my window. Hasta mañana.